with dozens killed and more than 2,700 Palestinians wounded Monday in border clashes with Gaza. The World Health Organization says it's created a medical crisis for Gaza's health system. Rupert Colville's the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
Those suffering life-threatening injuries face a nightmarish scenario in the absence of adequate hospital beds and medical services. We're still witnessing cases in which injured demonstrators are effectively prevented by Israel from exiting Gaza for treatment.
Around half of the wounded were hit by live fire, most of them struck in the legs, which isn't immediately fatal, but Colville says it's still considered deadly and unnecessary.
We stress again, lethal force may only be used as a measure of last, not first, resort, and only when there is an immediate threat to life or serious injury.
Colville's calling for an independent investigation into Israel's use of lethal force. For the AP, I'm Bob Kessler with Rivet.